Hi, Jenny. What's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
Yeah,
for
I was
calling.
wondering, I was diagnosed with AFib,
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I don't know. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. I was just wondering, is there any association between that and food tasting weird?
Not anything that's published. I can just give you a hypothetical, and that is that there are minerals that are useful to help people not have AFib, and some of those minerals can help the sense of taste. But that's a hypothetical. That's not a for certain. Now, have you heard, because nobody's ever tried to put the two together in any research that I know about, but I know the minerals will help both things. Have you ever seen a website called afibbers.org, ma'am?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I really need to. It's been around for 17 years. They've got a discussion forum where you can ask questions like that. They've got a whole bunch of archives where you can read articles. afibbers.org. And they even talk about natural medicine techniques as well as regular techniques.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so you might want to look into that. Now, I'm not going to tell you for certain that, for example, minerals will get rid of AFib, but I've seen it get rid of AFib mineral, the right mineral combination, in about 1 in 3 individuals. Now, that is not a majority percentage, but for those of the 1 in 3, it's really helpful. Another thing besides minerals is the amino acid taurine. You may or may not know that taurine, even though it's an amino acid, it doesn't turn into proteins like other amino acids do. What does it do? It regulates electrical activity in both the brain and the heart, and anywhere else there's electrical activity in the body. And when we have atrial fibrillation, well, the electrical activity is a little bit off. So in addition to minerals such as copper and manganese and magnesium and selenium, those four have been found to be helpful, copper, manganese, magnesium, selenium. One needs to think about taurine. And all of this says, hey, reading the AFibbers website and then maybe checking with a doctor who knows about all this stuff might be helpful to you, ma'am.
Someone was telling me that there could be a connection, and I'd never heard that before. And I thought, well, something is causing this, that's for sure.
Well, as I say, a lack of some of the same minerals that are helpful for atrial fibrillation will also lead to taste disorders sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that could possibly be a connection. I don't know what else, imagine.
I've just never seen anybody do research on the point. That's the thing. But but there is that connection. So check with the doctor who knows about all this stuff, and please, first look at the AFibbers website. That's a good one.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
Well, you too, and thank you for calling.